Former Senator Carol Moseley Braun made it official yesterday.
Today, I am officially declaring my candidacy for the Democratic nomination for President of the United States.
Last week, North Carolina Senator John Edwards made his run for the White House official, first with an appearance on the comedy news program The Daily Show, and then the next day at a rally. And that got listener Kelly Chisholm wondering, what makes a candidate's announcement to run for president official? Here's Slate senior editor Andy Bowers with an explainer.
The answer is, it's official if a candidate says it's official. There's no formal process would-be presidents go through to declare themselves contenders. They don't have to inform their national parties, and in theory, they don't have to inform the federal government. However, if they plan on raising any money for their campaigns, then the feds do require some notification. Specifically, if a candidate raises or spends more than $5,000, it's time to register with the Federal Election Commission. All the major Democratic candidates did that months ago, except General Wesley Clark, who jumped into the race only last week. As for the official announcements you've been hearing about recently, those serve no legal function whatsoever. They are purely chances for the candidates to bask in the news spotlight for a day, if they're lucky and there isn't a major hurricane hitting the East Coast. There are other formal hurdles to jump before primary elections. For example, getting your name on a party primary ballot can be hard if you're not considered a major candidate, and party rules for deciding who is and isn't major vary from state to state. By the way, 9 of the 10 so-called major Democratic candidates this year have now made their campaigns quote-unquote official. The last will be Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich, who plans to give his 7-month-old campaign a formal kickoff in mid-October.
Andy Bowers is a Slate senior editor.